welcome to the Notorious MMA podcast, recording live from London. UFC 211 is in the books, and Stipe Miocic has successfully defended his heavyweight title for a record third time. I'm Alan, I'm here with Paul and Leo, and we're going to run down the event.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 22 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by TKO and still the undisputed UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Stipe Miocic.
Oh, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. You're the best mother ever.
But generally, first of all, what do you guys think? What a night of fights we had.
Yeah, fantastic night. I mean, we knew there was a great card lineup, and it didn't fail to deliver. I think we had all sorts of finishes, controversial ones, highlight reel finishes.
I mean, yeah, the main card just flew by. It was such a good night of fights. And some really good surprises on the prelims, like maybe some awards for once on the prelims.
It's true.
Yeah, strong card from start to finish. Even the Fight Pass prelims that you can only see on Fight Pass were amazing. I think we saw some Fight of the Night contenders there.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to kick things off with Stipe Miocic defending his title. A very impressive first round knockout of Junior Dos Santos. We did all predict before this that this could be tough work for Junior, but Stipe just made it look easy.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in there and he was just, from the get-go, just throwing straight shots and swarming him. The commentators, Joe Rogan, was likening it to Cain Velasquez's levels of performance. And now, obviously, that's the fight that we're all gauging to see. But what did you guys think of the fight and the finish?
Yeah, I thought it was nuts. I mean, Stipe did what Cain Velasquez couldn't really to Junior Dos Santos, didn't he? He knocked him out in the first round.
Yeah. No damage.
No damage. Well, yeah. You know, I thought Junior didn't look like he was going in soft or anything. He looked in great shape.
He came out.
We said so as he was coming out. We were like, wow, he looks sharp tonight. He looks ready for this. But
you couldn't help but get the feels when he comes out to that rocky music that, you know, he's such a likable
guy. It's
a
great entrance, isn't it? Yeah. He's one of the nicest guys that you kind of see around there. And I remember when I met him in Nell's Court once, and he was super nice, like, you know.
But he's a killer in there. It's just, I think, Father Time is catching up with him. Like, what do you think, Paul?
Yeah, it's he came out, you know, he was ready for a stand-up, but Miocic just caught him with a couple of shots.
Straight right hands.
Yeah. And then he just started backed up against the fence, and when you show someone that you're backing up, it's not good. It gave Miocic confidence come forward. Missed him with, like, the big power carry first, was reaching with a left hook, and then came over with the right straight.
Yeah. Kept Junior on the fence as well, where he didn't want to be, so his back was constantly to the cage.
He tried to, and Junior actually, you know, you get pushed there for a split second, but he managed to spin out there. He knew from the first fight that that's what he would try and do. We saw that a lot in the first fight. Miocic trying to grind him against the cage and do some dirty boxing. Junior was spinning away from that. But yeah, Miocic, he just landed the
he's just going
straight shot.
Strength to strength now, and again, he's now set the record, unbelievably, for the third successful heavyweight title defense. And he's just on top of the world right now. Can't wait to see him fight again.
Yeah, he's still getting stronger and better at every fight as well, and he proved it again.
And then that's not a knock on Junior, because Stipe's such a level now.
Yeah.
That Junior is still up there, and he'll fight probably... He could fight Cain, you know, if they do Vadum over him, the winner of that, to get to title shot. We could get JDS Cain 4. Like,
yeah.
So it's a very interesting stuff at the heavyweight division. We've got the Black Beast coming up against the Super Samoan.
Yeah, Black Beast excites me more than anyone in the heavyweights. Even though Stipe's amazing, just Black Beast has got that thing about him. He's really funny on and out of the octagon, even though he's fucking crazy with some of the shit he comes out with and sends.
He's a character.
But, man, he's so fun to watch, and I'd love to see him get his way to a title shot. Maybe one or two more wins and he's there.
That's it, because Mark Hunt is kind of doesn't seem too interested lately. So if he could get past Mark Hunt with no damage, We could see him maybe versus JDS, and that could give him a title shot. But really entertaining fight. So happy for Stipe. He's such a nice guy. He just comes out, like they said, like he's taking his dog for a walk. He's so calm. And he's just a killer once the bell rings. Like, I mean, that was such... It was almost kind of a letdown because we were expecting a war.
Yeah.
But we all kind of knew JDS is a bit chinny now.
Yeah, it was always a possibility in this fight, wasn't it? And the crowd were behind him. Yeah. Really heavy last night.
All the Americans.
Good Dallas crowd last night. Oh, from the start to finish, they were cheering the whole way through.
Yeah, for some of the prelim fights, though, it was like the main event.
Yeah, and normally you see the stadiums a little bit empty at the start of the night, but no, it was pretty busy all night.
That's the good thing when they go away from, I think, Vegas. You know, you get the locals that don't see it every year. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, what a main event. And good luck to Stipe as he continues.
That's what I predict. I predict that Black Beast actually won't need to fight JDS. I think that the Mark Hunt, people already saying that he was ready before this fight with like Mark Hunt,
but he openly said he wasn't ready.
Like, yeah, like he's in contention, so they've given him that big name, so then that will be enough for him to be known now. Yeah. And Mark Hunt is a legitimate contender,
but not top three, you know.
Yeah, but it's just the run that he's on, and if he gets the knockout in the first round, you look that good, Dana can sometimes skip you a fight or two when you look that, you know, dominant. So he has, and if he lands a punch on you, that guy, it doesn't matter. Stipe would go down, anyone would.
I think it all comes down to where Kane's at now. Obviously, he's got a back problem, but he's been out a little while. Hopefully, he's on the mend, and yeah, can't wait for that. But in the co-main, the women had their chance to steal the show.
Yeah.
And what a war this was.
Whoa,
I mean,
I think for me, this might have been fight of the night. It's very close. There's a few, and this is the first one that kind of pops into my head. Especially JJ, she was on form. She was the same speed she was in the first round as she was in the last round.
Sharpness.
She didn't get tired.
The sharpness
perfect
of her
technique.
Strikes.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was different level stand-up compared to Andrade. She was good. She had the power for sure. And she clocked her really hard in that first round.
Yeah.
Left a massive swell on her head. Couple of them by the end of the fight.
But then she just went into like a two-dimensional game plan. I'm just going to walk forward in the hope I get a shot.
She gassed out. Man.
And you
she
can't do that at this level. All she had was the hooks. We knew that coming in, but she had to make it. They were almost saying she was telegraphing her punches. She was ducking.
Yeah,
like, just
you
before.
Could see the wind-up in those punches.
Yeah.
Mm.
But she'd do that little Joe Frazier duck and come in, and Joanna just sidestepped her and popped her every time.
Yeah,
those head kicks.
Not checking the leg
kicks. Some great head kicks.
Not checking the leg kicks either.
She, I mean, amazing toughness Jessica showed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, she's done herself no damage in that fight, but it's like... She's going to feel that tonight. Like,
yeah. Jab for the nose, yeah.
Yeah, leg kicks were killer, weren't they?
And Joanna just racking up the defences. I mean, there isn't a contender for her at the moment. I mean, we're waiting on maybe Rose Namajunas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we just love watching her fight. She could be the best striker.
Rose is, Rose looks like someone who could put a pace on her. And
definitely,
you know,
I'd love
to
see that fight, yeah.
Well, the other thing is they're about to open a flyweight division for the women as well. So I think...
25, I think, yeah.
Yeah, JJ is all about getting two belts, doing the McGregor thing.
She'll
want to do that.
And also Andrade.
She's big for that division as well.
Yeah. Also Andrade as well, she actually managed a couple of takedowns, some big ones.
Impressive,
as well,
yeah. Very impressive.
So it shows that you can take her down.
It was just Joanna's long legs kind of saved her at times.
She got up,
I mean,
really quickly. It was like Chuck Liddell getting up every time.
Girl, she's a small girl.
With that sharp elbow as she breaks.
Oh, that elbow is killer. I love that elbow.
How she wasn't like cut up more, like, you know.
Yeah.
She really put it on.
You know, it was like from that point where she landed that elbow, I think it was round one or two.
Mm.
She landed that and then backed off and took some time, and it was like she knew at that point that she'd really hurt her. Now she just wanted to keep the distance, not make any mistakes, and force her, as we said, to try and reach out on her desperately, and she fell right into that trap. So
she didn't have a plan B, like, you know.
Everything that we expected happened.
Great fight.
Yeah, great decision for JJ. She did really well.
Yeah, can't wait to see both of them again.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that, you know, we'd be happy to see a rematch maybe in a couple fights time or something. That'd be fine.
So yeah, the next fight, a man who said to Dana White after the fight, "Have I done enough now? Is that enough for you?
Seven fights.
Are you not entertained?
away! Is this not why you are here?
The most, win streak for a Brazilian fighter?
Demian Maia. I mean, it wasn't the best performance of his, and he looked very shaky on the feet against Jorge Masvidal. But
oh, yeah.
He literally, when he takes your back, like we said, it is game over.
And also, imagine another two rounds.
Exactly.
You got all that time, and he will find a time where you make one mistake.
He will, but on the feet, he will look dodgy. I've been impressed with his stand-up in recent fights, but he did not like... Obviously, Masvidal was pumping the legs.
And body kicks as well.
The head
body
kicks. Even when he blocked it, he felt like he was going to go down.
Yeah, he did.
It was a really fun stylistic matchup, like we said, the striker against the ground.
And it did seem a little bit desperate, that lunge for the takedown at times, just straight in. And Masvidal was ready for it.
He had to, but that's all he had. He could not take the stand on.
But in the end, he was forced to even give up his position. And he would take it to the ground, grab the single leg, and switch it over. Incredible jiu-jitsu.
He's got good flexibility. He's just sitting from the sitting down position. I'm sure he does yoga. Definitely.
Just weighing down on Masvidal for three rounds.
How good was Masvidal's defense, man? He
impressed.
Even in the first round, he had Maia on his back for at least 3 minutes.
And he
defended Damian Maia, the best.
That classic body
guy,
knock as well. Is that, again, this is everything that we prepared for. Again,
it wasn't
a surprise.
Like, in a 5-round fight, maybe Masvidal would have caught him because he was getting tired, Maia,
And a lot of people saying that this decision could have, it went either way, or it could have been a
very
draw,
close.
So.
We were struggling to decide.
It was hard to say because we were in that condition where Maia had always dominated the grappling on the ground, but he was getting outdone completely on the feet. He was
for
getting
half
hit.
A round,
he couldn't
fight,
do anything, and there was the argument that he got more damage on him, but the other guy controlled it more.
I mean, the commentators seem to think that that Masvidal did the most damage, which I think he did.
Yeah.
But it's just the domination on the ground, the good positions that Maia got. And it came down 29-28. One judge gave.
I think a lot of us thought these Texas judges would have preferred a stand up more than a grappling thing on the floor, right?
Exactly.
That shows the referees were quite well educated in MMA. They were good at it.
So yeah, great fight, and now he gets his title shot against Woodley. So can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Next fight was the one that replaced Henry Cejudo versus Sergio Pettis. Henry Cejudo suffered a hand injury. A couple days before the fight, and it got replaced with a very fun fight because we had the Polish Jocko stepping in there. And this might be our entrance music of the night, coming out to kickboxer Streets of Siam. I mean, that was just such a great moment.
Yeah, that's great.
You could tell he'd been waiting to pick that tune, to come out to. And unfortunately, he didn't get the win. He had a tough decision loss. But that was a very entertaining fight for the main card, considering we lost the fight. So that was just hilarious. Next fight, Frankie Baby.
Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in DC at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my stilo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Mean us before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it.
Frankie Edgar, I mean, coming up against the hotly tipped Yair Rodriguez.
Wow.
I mean, Frankie really stepped up and
showed. That was a shocker. He really outclassed him.
He showed his class again.
He showed him at a different level to you, Yair. Yeah. Yair got bust up. How bad was his eye?
I know. I mean, we were saying that he was telling the doctor he could see.
Mm.
But, I mean, you can't let a guy fight when he looks like that. He's clearly impaired his vision.
Yeah, you got to think about fighter safety there.
And Frankie,
it's not as if he was doing anything anyway.
Frankie was almost grateful it ended because he just didn't really want to put more of a beating on him. He felt bad, I think.
Yeah.
We thought we might see more, obviously, in the stand-up exchanges even from Frankie, but Frankie let him come and the time was there to shoot for the takedown, and obviously he's not going to say no to it.
And even Frankie's striking got the better, I thought. His punches,
he found those angles, didn't
he?
He kind of like closed it in on him. He was a bit faster, maybe. We expected Yair to use that range, but he just didn't get going with those kicks. He got hit early as well, and that was stopped.
He did. He tried a few kicks, and they definitely took Frankie's attention, and he respected him for it. And I think that is the reason why he ended up playing that the takedown style. And at the start of round two, when Rodriguez comes in and Frankie just dives in for that double leg. Then Rodriguez nearly, scrambled out and took a leg, and that was his point there. If he can get out there, we could have seen it. Round two, there was definitely more in Rodriguez's tank. It was only, he's a young guy.
He nearly got that leg lock on him, wasn't he, trying to move his position.
And it was nearly there. It was a good one, and Frankie's on top of him from that point.
Frankie's so controlling in the round. His wrestling really came into it then.
Yeah, he definitely had the heart and the endurance to keep going, but he just didn't have the experience to know what was hitting him.
He was comfortable in the full guard, but he didn't, as DC and Joe Rogan were saying on the night as well, he wasn't attempting to shuffle out of that and try and escape through the side, push off the hips. He wasn't trying. He was just staying there comfortable, not really... taking too much, but the little elbows in the end, they do pay off, and they will bust up your eye eventually. It doesn't take a lot of effort, and in the end, that's exactly what happened. But.
Yeah, it's a shame to see a stoppage, but it needed to happen.
Yeah. As Frankie said, though, don't worry, this guy is like a superstar. He'll be back. He just needs to learn from this, and then it happens to the best of people. Everyone can get, this is the one game plan. People worried about Rodriguez and it happened tonight, but we can see with his attempts to do those kicks that they worry everyone, and they will make people shoot on him. Yeah. And he has to just stuff those and get the fight back to the feet, and we will see him back. And
he'll switch it up now and improve.
He'll get someone good again in his next fight. Sometimes,
everyone needs that loss to come back stronger, right?
Yeah. We'll see him against someone good, I'm sure, as well. So in the featherweight division.
Definitely. I mean, and Frankie now will probably get a title shot against Holloway or Aldo.
Possibly,
Dana is always reluctant to give Frankie that rematch for the belt. He must have had the most title fights ever.
Yeah.
But, you can't deny the answer. Frankie, baby.
Yeah, amazing. We'll see what happens. Yeah, hopefully.
So, yeah. Next fight was the main event of the prelims, and we were in for a treat here, but unfortunately... the fight got cut short. It was a great fight. Could have been fight of the night. Dustin the Diamond Poirier versus Eddie the Underground King Alvarez.
That fight was fun, man. What me while it lasted.
Poirier had him on rocky ground in that first round. And we've seen this before. Eddie Alvarez was back to the cage just swinging. We remember it in the Diego Sanchez fight, I think. Or was it Melendez, one of them?
Yeah.
Where he just went to war. His pride just really comes out when he gets hurt.
Yeah, he needs to get hurt a little bit first, and then he goes nuts.
That's what we said. It was almost like Eddie needed to warm up as the fight went on.
Yeah.
And once he got... once he rocked Poirier with that shot, you just saw him. He just turned the switch on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it came to an end with the illegal knee to the head.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk what was going on, but clearly he landed one or two. There was one, I think, where he had a hand down, and the rules in Texas are if you have a hand down, you're down.
The rules are all over the place at the moment, aren't they? No one knows what's going on with the rules. Yeah. That's one thing that UFC really need to sort out.
Mm.
It's just clarifying the rules before each event and making sure that they understand them.
I did think it was a bit dirty on Eddie's part. He was saying...
He was in that position, towards the end of the round where he'd been all beat up. And
but he had a few seconds
He had
to
him
think
against
of it.
The cage. It was an awkward angle to know if it was legal he or was not, on top, and no one knows the fucking rules, so it's what do you do?
But he smashed him, Dustin was out cold. Mm-hmm. When he woke up, he said he couldn't see.
You know what, Herb Dean, the truth is, the reason why it was called a no contest in the end is not that Herb Dean thought there was an illegal blow. It was more Herb Dean actually thought that it was an accidental.
Because of
the lead up knees, he felt it was unintentional. And it was interesting seeing that originally the fight was stopped, and then Herb went outside and spoke to
Mark
the commissioner
Mark
and really let him know that he felt this was unintentional, and for that reason it's being a no contest, even though they could at that point see replays and be influenced by replays or be influenced by what someone might say. And they won.
It was accidental. He didn't get a chance to warn him, and it came out of nowhere.
I don't think he truly meant it. Yeah, no, it's an accident.
It was such a shame. Oh, it was a great fight while it lasted. And like they said, they're going to run it back and do it again.
Yeah, that's such fine. A that's rare the, that, scenario
for,
that.
Yeah, for how close that was, I have to admit, as we said, Alvarez was the one at that point probably was going to finish him. If he just backed off and started landing strikes, he probably would have finished the fight.
He could have backed off and
punched
him. Yeah.
In the best case, because they both had each other hurt, let's do it again. It's good to do it twice and be totally sure. And if we see the same thing, Poirier do well, and Alvarez come back and end the fight strong and win the fight, then we'll know that that was not just a fluke or we... You know, yeah. That's the way it goes, man. They're going to do it again.
Yeah, can't wait. Yeah, well, one of the fights I wanted to talk about from the prelims, another fight of the night candidate, Coulter versus Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
In the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
And, boy, he got lit up with those leg kicks. I think it was Coulter.
Yeah.
And at the end of that first round, he could barely walk. His corner said to him, you know, don't be using that leg as an excuse. You better get out there and fight. And he came
forward.
Back.
He come came forward, well, stop letting him hit your leg.
That was one of those horrible scenarios where it's hard to watch, you know, and you're a lot of people were saying, oh, stop the fight because he can't stand up. Like,
but the boy had so much heart. He came back and then rocked Sherman himself to the point where at the end... Sherman was actually a little bit more rocked than him in the head.
Yeah.
It was just the leg kicks really taking its toll and there was a bit of fatigue on both sides.
Yeah, he was punching himself out and then he got hit.
Then he backed up against the cage and he let Sherman just line up with all of his power and all of his energy because he didn't have a lot left. He literally put it into this one shot, that elbow, and of course it's going to down you when you're that big and you land an elbow on the temple.
Oh, right on the fence. I mean, he had nowhere to go.
He definitely should have kept his hands up and just moved his head and I don't think we would have seen a knockout there.
He was on his last legs.
Right? So was the other guy, really.
He was knackered and he took some shots. Like, what a fight that was.
Sherman, yeah. Great fight.
Yeah, brilliant.
Notorious.
So to wrap up our recap, we're going to hand out some Notorious MMA podcast awards of the night. A few awards to hand out. Another great night of fights, like we said. First award, my favourite, Ringo of the night.
Oh, you've been dying to do this one all night, haven't you?
There's a new Ringo in the UFC these days. She's not too bad on the eye, wouldn't you say? What do you think, Paul?
I think you've got to be to get the job, but sometimes it's, you know, you can't just be a pretty face, as they say, you know. So
she's got to be the total package. She's got to have a head on her shoulders.
Yeah. And, my favourite Ringo is the one and only Vanessa Hansen, as always.
Paul, not changing.
Never change for me, no.
You don't like a bit of hot chocolate in the morning?
Just not taking it over Vanessa.
Well, yeah, I think the new one was pretty interesting. So she's my one.
I think one thing we definitely agreed last night is this new girl. She has the best boobs out of all these ring girls.
The best boobs in Octagon history.
Definitely.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, they all have. Well, you know, they're all a bit. what do you call? They were a bit silicone, let's just say.
Silicone, yeah.
Well, we're still figuring this one out. So.
But very easy on the eye, so that's 2-1.
And those UFC bras are a little bit tight, so you never know, it could be gorgeous.
But next award, we'll go with KO of the night. Anyone KO of the night?
For me, probably Stipe.
Mm.
But the executioner had a great knockout as well.
James Vick. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really put himself on the map with that performance.
Yeah.
You know, he was saying afterwards, you know, they're not promoting me. Like, I'm on, what is it, 7-1 he's on now?
He's definitely the one to watch. Quiet. Guy's up and coming fighters, isn't he?
I'm not sure if he's actually done that where he's jumped on the mic and said something like that. And it shows that these days you have to do it early.
I don't think he's had a chance because I think he's been on the prelims just...
But he was saying that everyone keeps avoiding him and he keeps having to take an extra fight and he wants to get top 15 fighters and he can't even get it. Top 15,
It was a lovely right hand. Well, what about you, Paul?
My KO would have to be Sherman against Coulter.
Yeah, the elbow.
That elbow was really good.
It was like a forearm from hell. Like,
it was great, yeah. He put his whole body into it. It was perfect technique, so
I'd love to go with that. Lovely knee from Eddie Alvarez, but I'm going to go for Stipe because it's just so impressive to put JDS away that quick.
It is.
But again, such a good night of fights. We've all got a different KO of the night.
Yeah.
So good stuff, yeah. So next one's fight of the night. lots of contenders here.
Lots, yeah. I think, well, I already kind of mentioned mine earlier, but I'd have to go for JJ and Andrade. I think I enjoyed that one the most.
Really? Five rounds.
It was just so skillful. My best display of stand-up in there. So, yeah, I'll go with JJ.
Yeah, and, you know, Andrade was always in the fight, pushing to the last minute like the Terminator.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. That's how we can put that in there. Fight of the night.
You know what, I'm going to continue with the KO of the night, and it's going to help, you know, to force it for a fight of the night category as well, because if he very nearly got knocked out, Sherman, and Colt had done himself justice in that heavyweight.
The one-legged Colt.
And yeah, I think everyone
it
knows
his debut, wasn't it?
Yeah,
everyone knows their names now, and I think I'll give that fight now, because he actually nearly came back and knocked him out, even though his leg was that mad. So the boy has got heart, definitely. We realise that. Now you'll need that in the heavyweight division. So.
Yeah.
And I'll second that. I'll go with that as my fight of the night. What a fight.
Yeah.
So definitely. Impressed by the heart of that guy.
That was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
You rarely see someone like that, you know, make it out. But he made it a fight. Like,
yeah.
He got down and dug in.
Especially a big old heavyweight as
How did he take them kicks? Like,
yeah.
And his corner just screaming at him. You just going to give him that leg? It was so brutal. And then he just bit down on his mouthpiece. And yeah, fight of the night for me. Like, amazing.
Mm.
Next one, submission of the night. I'm going to go with... Magomedov on the prelims. He got that slick body triangle on the back.
Yeah.
And we were saying, like, he edged him over to the alien sign.
Oh, yeah, that was great. And we did a shot of whiskey after that one. That was that good.
Just watched Alien yesterday, and we were saying, if anyone gets knocked out or choked out on the alien sign, we got to do a shot. Naked choke was beautiful.
Like, yeah,
he had to work for it as well. So,
yeah, I'll second that one.
I believe
as well.
That was the only submission of the night. I believe.
Yeah.
So I mean,
has to go to that one.
Yeah, but take nothing away. It was impressive, and he's put himself on the map now. Now a few fun awards, boys. We're gonna go for entrance music of the night. Which is always a hot category when Frankie Edgar's on the card.
Mm. Yeah, and Stipe on the card as well.
Stipe as well, yeah. Came out to Machine Gun Kelly, I think.
Oh no, sorry, Junior Dos Santos.
And Junior coming out to Rocky. Like I said, I just got chills.
That always be a classic.
Yeah. But for me, like I said earlier, was the moment. The music and the moment of the night for me, Streets of Siam, Jocko coming out and us just singing along. That was fucking hilarious. Right, what about you guys?
Yeah, that was... I would pick the same because that's you know, one of my favourite childhood movies, watching Kickboxer. So yeah, Streets of Siam, we've been waiting for it for a while.
Hilarious.
Same way I'm waiting for, you know, Rocky to be played a little bit more by some people. But yeah, I was waiting for Streets of Siam and other songs off the Kickboxer soundtrack, definitely.
Yeah. Was the one. I mean, I got to give a shout out to Damian Meyer as well.
Linkin Park,
that was pretty
sweet
as well.
Yeah, I forgot about that one, yeah.
That did kind of stand out. It was just good timing, it fitted the crowd. But yeah, I think you guys are right. Kickboxer's theme tune is just amazing.
And
yeah.
when Junior comes out for the main event and he starts with Rocky. Really
It's just, yeah, it makes it such a moment.
Yeah.
It's like a movie. It's like you're watching a movie, the end of a movie, and we've been up till fucking 6 a.m. and then it's like, da-da,
da-da. It is a bit, you know, it is a bit annoying when you get these top class fighters and they'll just come out to some random sort of pop tune.
Yeah.
And you just think, come on, it's got to be something fighting related or...
Yeah,
something amazing.
We love Frankie's because, and he says in the tune, you know, Frankie Baby, Biggie, but
yeah,
it's like to have a theme sort of tune is always like we said, you know, Rhonda has her theme music, Connor's coming out to a Hypnotize.
But at least Rhonda's is not just some random pop. No, it's a real good track to come out to. Some people, they come out to pop music, and you'd be totally surprised that he does it. As well.
Come on, man, like, give us some entertainment.
Yeah.
So yeah, next one though, we'll do moment of the night. Like overall, what was your moment of the night?
Okay.
For me, it's Streets of Siam. That was so
that
cool.
Was great.
That was my moment of the night, I think. Yeah, that was it. And obviously Stipe winning.
Yeah, I'd say for me that was a historical moment there. Yeah. So Stipe winning that.
Really lived
really
up
good
to the
victory.
Hype. Yeah, and he's such a good class guy. It's like we're all happy for him. Like, you know,
yeah.
Good to see an American back on top as well. It makes it fun. The crowd, you know, they'll all get behind him.
Yeah.
So he's like I said, such a good guy, and yeah, to just making it quick as well. That was impressive. Paul, moment.
Mm-hmm. Such a tough one. Streets of Siam. Yeah, it could easily be moment of the night as well.
Yeah.
We've given awards for knockouts and there were some great ones, so for me it would be the Streets of Siam or again that elbow from Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Sherman. Now, you know, we all remember that fight and
that woke us up on the breeders.
Yeah, another key moment more so for him himself, Damian Maia, when he ran over to Dana White and said, I'm next, or what did he say? Something like that, you know.
He said something, yeah.
Have you given me the shot? And he said, you got it.
Yeah.
You got the shot.
You
so you'll be
shot.
Fighting Tyrone.
So, he kind of cemented himself there for a title shot now.
Finally.
Seven fight win streak.
Unless GSB...
Yeah, he took seven fights, but he got there.
Unless GSB calls up Dana and says, by the way, I want to fight a world weight now.
Yeah.
And we get GSB Woodley. Because we're going to see a bit of news where GSP obviously is not going to make the middleweight title fight with Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
So we are going to get Romero Bisping at some point this summer.
That's great.
So now Woodley,
it's all lining up for when McGregor gets back. Does he want to fight a featherweight? Does he want to fight a lightweight? Or does he want to fight a welterweight?
Yeah. And I like this, you know, I like that we're getting back to true number one contenders getting shots. Damian Maia deserves a shot at the belt. You know, Romero deserves a shot. Like, you know, it was silly, like, waiting for GSP. Like,
yeah.
He should have come back and at least proved himself, you know, a top three.
Send a fight,
Jacare or Rockhold or someone like that. But he just wanted an easy run to the belt. So, but again, yeah, Damian Maia, yeah, great moment for him and him and Dana White finally making up.
Yeah.
And
picked his moment well there, didn't he?
And we're going to finish with the... Coors Light sponsored move of the night. Always a fun category. I'm gonna go with my move of the night is just Joanna's head kicks were just out of nowhere, like the speed and accuracy of those kicks.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I was gonna say Joanna's sidestep, just the way she sidestepped her every time,
her
footwork.
Oh, yeah, when she tries to strike.
She was doing that for 5 rounds non-stop. She didn't
just
get tired once.
We were all just in awe of her general accuracy and timing.
Yeah.
And how strong she looked even in the 5th round. Like, you know, move of the night for me, Joanna. What about you guys?
I'm tempted to go with Damian Maia's half guard, because that is a move of every night. But one move of the night that had to be done on these special nights like this was when it gets late here in the UK and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and the main event is just starting.
Yeah.
You know, and you look around and the beers are getting low and you think, do we need some bagel and shakes? And, you know, we order milkshakes, we get them delivered to the doorstep. And
4 a.m.
milkshakes. Because it energised us, and then boom, Jocko comes out to Streets of Siam, and you're sitting there with a milkshake.
And
so
everyone's back on top of the world.
That's it.
That's your move of the night, the milkshakes.
Was getting the milkshakes for that main event, because it ended up being a great event.
I want to say hats off to you, Paul. That was a great decision.
Yeah.
Good move, Paul.
Leo, move of the night.
I think I'm going to agree with you and say JJ, because she was the most impressive. I thought she put the best performance on last night. And
you're saying
her sidesteps, her general defence was good. Even after she got clocked really hard in the first round, I was getting scared for her for a minute.
Her
but she recovered, she stepped up and carried on doing what she needed to do.
Yeah.
So it was really good.
She's such a killer, like, for anyone.
Yeah.
Like you said, if she moves up a division, that would be very interesting. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great night of fights there. Hope you enjoyed our recap. Thanks for listening, as always.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, nice one.
As always, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, Notorious MMA Podcast. We're always uploading good pictures and funny links in the MMA world.
And any big news that comes out, we'll definitely be giving you that.
Yeah.
Send us some questions too. We want to answer some.
Yeah. Send us some more questions. We had a good one from Justin T last week. So yeah. And shout out to Eric in Germany, couldn't make this recap, obviously. He takes about a week to watch the fights sometimes.
We'll be having words with him.
Yeah, we're going to have to schedule a notorious team meeting. What do you think, Paul? Team morale.
Yes, it's got to be done.
I mean, it's getting to a point now, you know, Eric's really letting the side down. You were saying earlier, I mean, if you're going to be friends with someone, the least they need to have is a Wi-Fi connection.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, what's a phone these days without a Wi-Fi? Before it used to be, what's a phone without credit or Snake? But now it's, what's a phone without Wi-Fi? You can't download from the App Store, you can't download the podcast, you can't upload a picture.
I mean, he's really, it's almost like he's trying to distance himself from Notorious MMA. I don't know what he's up to, but
well, we all know that Germany is not rich with a lot of UFC fighters right now. It's almost like he's taking some time out.
Yeah.
To, you know, to forget about it.
Yeah, he's enjoying a few sausages on a Friday night.
Yeah, maybe a few too many sausages.
Yeah, you know, there are rumours of that.
And if you drink, you know, if you're in Germany and you drink that much beer, it's going to be tough for you to stay up as well.
That's it. I mean, I've had words with him. I said, you know, stick to water and carbohydrates, but he just doesn't want to listen. So.
If he only had half the amount of heart that Coulter has.
We've said it, you know.
He'd be alright, and
it's an issue, but hopefully we can get him on the next one. So yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll be back again previewing the next card.
Thanks, guys.
Notorious Team out.